can transmit it to others. The new study suggests if they could be found and persuaded to take an antiviral pill once or twice a day, the spread of HIV could be slowed down a lot. Around the world, 30 million people are infected with HIV. Only 5 million are getting treatment. Dr. Ken Mayer of Brown University says the new study has just added millions more to the list of who should be getting treated.
The challenging news is that this creates an increased number of people who would benefit from treatment. So the gap between the number of people on treatment and the number of people who would benefit from treatment actually increases by these findings.
But efforts to expand treatment have stalled. So, in a sense, today's news pits those who need treatment because they're ill with HIV against those who should get it to prevent new infections. But even if the drug were freely available, it's not easy to get people to take it.
The pill does not remove HIV, and it's not a one-time procedure. So when we talk about earlier therapy, we're talking about people making a commitment to taking medications on a regular basis for essentially the rest of their lives.
The World Health Organization says it will put out new recommendations this summer on how to strike the balance between prevention and treatment. Richard Knox, NPR News.